If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music. The term indie rock is thrown around a lot these days, and in many cases, there's very little that's independent about those bands. Well, Metric is about as indie as it gets. For their last album, they formed their own company, Metric Music International, to distribute their record, organize a tour, handle the promotion, all without a label support. And the result? The biggest album of their careers. Fantasy sold 500,000 copies worldwide. Emily Haynes and James Shaw are the creative core of Metric, and they've just released their second independent album. It's called Synthetica. Emily Haynes says it's a term that wouldn't go away during the writing process.
It means resilience, that's for sure. It began actually when I was still working on Fantasies. I had kind of concocted this character, this sort of robot, soulless woman who I named Synthetica. Someone who was so free of flaws that she made being human seem repulsive. So we started to develop other ideas of what the word meant to us, you know, the idea of what's artificial versus what is real, and sort of imagining landscapes even of like a place called Synthetica. A lot of sort of retro-futuristic images and, the sound even, all these beautiful analog synthesizers that Jimmy managed to find. You know, it's even the word sort of it almost sounded like the music we wanted to make.
There's a line in the song Synthetica that says, I can think for myself, which seems to be, you know, basically the theme of your band. James, what is Metric Music International?
I think for us it was something that we started to replace the traditional idea of a record company, because we figured that we had sort of enough fans and we had enough direct relationship with them that we didn't really need someone in between. And I mean, I like that you connected it with the lyric from that, because it really is, you know, a shell that enables us to really think for ourselves and do whatever we want to do. You know, we can have a thought in the middle of the night of, let's, you know, re-record a song and release it at noon tomorrow and make some sort of weird Twitter something or other to get people to drawn towards it. And we can do it. We don't really have to check with the legal department on the fourth floor.
We just always had trouble with what was then the conventional model of the sort of hierarchy where the musician is supposed to be, you know, the person that everyone in the whole company says, well, the last thing we should do is ask them what they think, you know, and the idea that you're kind of this permanent adolescent. Now the thing that we've constructed, it's essentially looks the same. We do the same thing that a label would do. The only difference, which is so fundamental and life-changing, is that it's just there's one band at the center of that whole organization, and it's us. And you'd be surprised how radical an idea that is.
I know a lot of artists are doing that now, leaving the record label structure and going it alone. Have you found it more difficult than you expected to run the business side of music?
I think we just learned that, you know, you just sleep less, that's all. And it's not necessarily like hard work, it's just a little bit more work, that's all. But there's a weird thing that happens in life. It's like if you don't pay attention to something and you let other people do it for you, then most of the time you end up sort of having to take stock of it later and try and figure out what went wrong and why it didn't go the way you wanted it to. And that's sort of a different version of stress and work. And you know, for us, it's just the work comes up front.
I'm speaking with Emily Haynes and James Shaw, two members of the band Metric. Their new CD is called Synthetica. Lou Reed joins you on the song The Wanderlust. Did you just call him up and ask him? How did that come together?
Yeah, it was kind of a highlight of that whole era of Fantasies, was meeting Lou at this Neil Young tribute that Jimmy and I were playing in Vancouver. And a really talented musician named Kevin Hearn was kind enough to say, like, hey, Emily, you wanna meet Lou Reed? I said, sure. Assuming, of course, that he'll have no idea who I am. So I just said, hey, Lou Reed, this is Emily Haynes. And when he met me, he quoted Gimme Sympathy. The lyrics from Gimme Sympathy, our song from Fantasies. Emily Haynes, who would you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Which was great.
What did you say?
The Velvet Underground. When it came to finishing the record at Electric Lady in New York, you know, we'd struggled with this song of finding the voice, this world-weary voice, to be the counterpoint to this innocent yearning to just see the world, you know, which is expressed by my vocal and my lyrics. And so, yeah, I just asked him, and he said yes. I never wanted to go home. One of us will carry a song. There was nothing there for me. One of us will carry a song. In a high rise on my own. I've been on the Prince of Highways for so long.
Well, here you are. You own your own company. You've got a big tour coming up in Europe and Australia. You'll be at Lollapalooza, and you totally control your own destiny. Do you feel like you've made it? Is this it? Is this where you want to be?
We talk about this, you know, this has come up before, but, you know, I've had this strange revelation that as a perfectionist, the best life choice you could make was to be a musician because you can never perfect it. So it's going to give you something to do for the rest of your life.
It's really true what Jimmy says. If you, you know, are inclined toward being a perfectionist, I really recommend you take up songwriting because it will just torture you. Anything can be a million ways. The shift of impact between the choice of one word or the inflection and the delivery and the choice of the tones, how they all fit together and what they convey. And it's been a lifelong obsession. I don't see ever feeling like I've accomplished really what I could because it's I'm in such awe of the art form itself.
I don't know what we would do if we ever felt like we did succeed. I mean, what would we do? Stop.
Yeah, you just stop.
Well, then we'll hope that you don't succeed so that you'll continue to make music.
Thus the basis of Canadian indie rock.
Emily Haynes and James Shar are the founders of the band Metric. Their new CD is called Synthetica. Emily, James, thanks so much.
Thank you
for having us.
Our program is directed today by Walter Ray Watson. The staff includes Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Phil Harrell, Caitlin Dickerson, Sarah Ventry, Lauren Silverman, and Beenish Ahmed. Our intern is Michael Tomsik. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Frederico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Greg Gavin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Mathani Muturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. For Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. We're back tomorrow with a conversation with legendary R&B artist Bobby Womack. He is back from a near-fatal health crisis and making music again with musicians half his age. Until then, have a great night.